We want to go to Sydney now, where the reports of smoke, dust and ash seem to be increasing by the day. There is blanket haze over the city and some real concerns about air quality. And that smoke is the result of bushfires, which are burning near the outskirts of the city. Journalist Lydia Feng from ABC News joins us now. Hi, Lydia.
Hi there. Hi, Jesse.
How's it looking today?
Yeah, well, thankfully, Sydney is not looking as extremely smoky as it was yesterday. We've just had a sprinkling of rain come through, and a southerly blaster yesterday really pushed away a lot of that smoke. So it's a lot more visible today. Visibility across New South Wales is rated very good. But don't be fooled, the air quality remains dangerous, and that's a real concern for a lot of people here. So to give you a bit of an idea, so 200 for the fine particle matter is considered hazardous. That's when it's, you know, that range of hazardous. But at the moment, this morning in Sydney CBD, it was 395. In another area called Oakdale, that's where a large bushfire has been burning for quite a few weeks now, that's 633. And in the state's west, central west, in an area called Orange, the rating is off the charts. It's 1,190. So we've been seeing a lot of smoke haze across, not just Sydney, but across the state because of all these bushfires that have been burning for ages. Unfortunately, you know, people have been calling this the new normal. The smoke has just been incredibly thick. And in yesterday, Sydney was engulfed in smoke. I'm sure some people have seen the pictures now where Sydney Harbour Bridge, the Sydney Opera House, our famous landmarks were barely visible, shrouded in smoke. And, you know, people have been saying this is unprecedented. These levels of smoke across Sydney and the regions have never been seen before. The state has been unfortunately experiencing this on and off for about a month now. Not only can you see the smoke, you know, you can smell it and taste it. That's just how bad it has been. The visibility was incredibly low, that some of our ferries in Sydney had to be cancelled. The cricket game at the SCG that was going on, that whole area was cloaked in smoke. Thankfully, they didn't have to play all day. And outdoor facilities across the state were closed. Firefighters, in fact, not only having to attend the bushfires that are going on across the state, there were false alarms going off across the city. That's how thick that smoke
was. Wow.
Triggering fire alarms across the state. The RFS, in fact, their headquarters, their alarm went off, and a lot of them, a lot of the officers had to go outside and stand around outside until that was, you know, turned off.
So how worried are people? And, you know, in terms of the health problems, what's the advice?
Yeah, well, this is causing a lot of concern, especially in terms of health. I've spoken to doctors who are seeing people who have asthma-related issues coming into the doctors, and this is not the time, they're saying, when asthma is really causing it. That's normally winter and spring, and because of this thick smoke, it's getting into people's lungs, and it's triggering a lot of, you know, health respiratory issues. There were more than 150 ambulance call-outs for breathing and asthma-related issues yesterday. And, you know, there is concern, obviously, for people who work outdoors, you know, construction workers, road workers, roofers. Some of them have to stop work because this is just not a healthy condition to be working in. The advice from New South Wales Health, they've consistently been saying, you know, stay indoors if you have, for the elderly people, or if you have any respiratory problems. And they've even said maybe it's time to look at wearing face masks to protect themselves. We had Dr. Richard Broome from New South Wales Health saying that this is some of the worst quality air quality he's ever seen.
Are you seeing many people in face masks at the moment?
Yeah, in fact, you know, sometimes you'd be mistaken to think that you're walking out onto the streets and say in Beijing or, you know, New Delhi, the smoke is so thick, some people are wearing smoke masks. We've heard from some people who've gone to hardware stores like Bunnings and Mitre 10 and seeing that all the smoke masks have been sold out in some of those areas and they're having to wait for the new batch to come in. So, yeah, people are really taking to it.
All right, Lydia, nice to chat with you. We hope things improve there and thanks so much for your time today.
No worries.
Journalist Lydia Feng from ABC News on the smoke in Sydney.